As the nation remembers John McCain this week, we want to focus now on the legacy on one issue in which he devoted much of his Senate career, getting big money out of politics. One of McCain's chief legislative accomplishments was the McCain-Feingold Act, officially called the 2002 Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act. McCain, a Republican, created it with Russ Feingold, a Democrat. Joining us to talk about McCain's impact on that issue is Lawrence Norton from NYU's Brennan Center for Justice. Start off by defining the problem that McCain was trying to solve. It is said that big money stymies the functioning of government. How so? How does that work?
In a representative government, elected officials are there to represent their constituents, the people who elected them. And money can interfere with that if elected officials are spending all their time raising money from big donors who may not even be their constituents and have to report to them. I mean, we have well-intentioned politicians who try to resist that, but even the appearance of it, I think, and John McCain really understood this, shakes faith that the system is working for the people.
And that's why John McCain has said Americans will never have a government that works as hard for them as it does for special interests. What was behind that sentiment?
Well, McCain himself traced back his attachment to this issue to the Keating Five scandal. I think in retrospect, a lot of people might not see this as a particularly big scandal, considering some of the things that we're seeing today. People may remember there was a savings and loan crisis in the late 1980s. Charles Keating was the CEO of a savings and loan. He had given a lot of money to several senators, at least, and regulators were investigating the savings and loan where he worked. And Mr. Keating asked senators to intervene on his behalf. Senator McCain was one of those senators and actually, although initially resisting, did attend a meeting with regulators where there was an attempt to push back on the regulation and investigation that was happening. Ultimately, Senator McCain was cleared of impropriety by the Senate Ethics Committee.
But he was tainted by the issue.
But he was, and it really mattered to him that he was tainted, and I think he came to understand viscerally the impact that this kind of thing could have on the trust and the integrity of our government.
So in the 90s, when Republican John McCain made the call, apparently out of the blue, to Democrat Russ Feingold, what was the reason? What motivated him?
Well, the big issue at the time around money in politics was the use of something that's called soft money. Political parties, while there were limits on how much could be contributed to them, there were no limits on what the parties could raise for something called party building. Initially, the idea was a party could raise money for things like get out the vote, but eventually parties were raising unlimited sums of money for things like political ads, which didn't say vote for or against a candidate, but instead might have said, you know, Senator Smith is killing puppies, call him and tell him to stop killing puppies. And everybody understood that that was a political ad. It would air just before the election. And while it might not say to vote against him, that was its purpose. And so Senator McCain and Feingold wanted to see the end of that circumvention of the campaign finance law.
How effective was McCain-Feingold, the law?
Well, in the short term, it seemed to accomplish a couple of its main goals. First of all, in 2000, the last presidential election before McCain-Feingold was passed, about 12% of all funds raised in that election came from what I would call mega contributors giving more than $100,000. In 2004 and 2008, that was really halved. About 5 to 6% of money came from contributors who gave more than $100,000. So it accomplished the goal of ending the dominance of those really big checks. And in addition, it did create much greater transparency. So initially, I would say it met its objectives.
Advocates for campaign finance reform, including you, have said that things have now gotten worse since the United States Supreme Court passed Citizens United. I want to hear from John McCain on that right now. This is a decision that, along with other decisions, opened up politics to huge amounts of money that is harder to trace. Here's John McCain speaking at Harvard in 2014.
We go through historically reform, corruption. Right now, we're at, in my view, we're at the height of corruption, thanks to the United States Supreme Court.
What is Citizens United, and how much did it undo what McCain-Feingold has done?
So Citizens United was actually one of a series of cases starting in 2007. Citizens United was decided in 2010 that really dismantled the main purposes of the McCain-Feingold bill. In particular, what it did was, first of all, it said that trying to limit in any way spending that wasn't given directly to a candidate could not be limited. So big money now plays a much bigger part in our elections than it did since then. And secondly, we now have dark money groups, partly as a result of the Citizens United decisions, groups, 501c4s, nonprofits that weren't spending in elections before started spending on these electioneering communications, and they don't have to disclose their donors. Now, that's not only the fault of the Supreme Court. It's also the fault of the Federal Election Commission, which has decided that they're not going to require those kinds of spenders to report their donors. And that's largely the result of appointments made by Mitch McConnell, who was long McCain's foe on campaign finance reform. And when he became minority leader in the Senate, began appointing commissioners to the FEC.
Mitch McConnell, now the Senate majority leader, has argued the campaign finance reform is an attack on the First Amendment. What is the legacy, then, of McCain-Feingold? Does it still have legs? Is anyone picking up the mantle? John McCain has passed away, and Russ Feingold no longer has a position in the Senate. So what's left of it?
Well, I want to say a couple of things about the legacy. First of all, in the medium term, there's no question that Mitch McConnell won the war against McCain on campaign finance reform. As I said, I think we're worse off than we were. But one thing that John McCain did do is he ran on this issue in the 2000 election when he was running for president in the primary, and he showed that people really cared about this issue. And in the years since, not just because of John McCain, but I think because of the Supreme Court and the FEC and the way that money has grown in our politics, it's really gone from what was considered, I think, an elite issue to something that many, many in the public really care about. So in that sense, John McCain's legacy is that he brought this issue to the fore and into the public conversation in a way that it didn't exist before.
So even though the law has essentially been gutted in part by Citizens United, did it still remain important to John McCain as his career went on?
It did. And in fact, you know, in the 2016 election, we saw one of the problems when you have an unregulated system. We started seeing the Russian government directing payments on the internet of political ads. And one of the last things that John McCain did was he signed on to a bill with Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Senator Warner called the Honest Ads Act to bring paid political ads on the internet under the campaign finance regime. Hopefully, as a part of his legacy, we'll see that bill eventually pass Congress.
Lawrence Norton, Deputy Director of the Democracy Program at NYU's Brennan Center for Justice. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.